With fentanyl use on the rise, the demand for the deadly drug forcing dealers to use alternatives to keep up with illegal sales. Another synthetic opioid, first developed in the 50s, is falling back into the hands of Americans now. It is 40 times more powerful than fentanyl. From Pennsylvania to Tennessee, public health authorities are warning that nitazine overdoses are raising concerns in their home states. For deeper analysis here into the nationwide opioid crisis, director of the McGill University Office for Science and Society, Dr. Joe Schwartz, joining us now. Doctor, thank you so much for being here.
Glad to be here.
And we know that nitazine, like fentanyl, is usually laced with other drugs. The DEA is now calling the drug a public health concern. What do we need to know about nitazine? What makes that drug so much more powerful than fentanyl?
Well, first of all, nitazine is not one substance. It's a class of drugs. It's a family of drugs. As you said, they were first designed in the 1950s in Switzerland by the Ciba Pharmaceutical Company, looking for the holy grail of pharmaceuticals, that is a painkiller with few side effects that is non-addicting. Morphine, of course, has long been used as a painkiller, but it is addictive. And it has real problems because it can depress respiration. So the idea was to find some morphine analog that would have a better safety profile. And the nitazines were tried. They're synthetic drugs. They were designed based on a knowledge of how morphine fits into receptors on cells. And they try to mimic the action of morphine. It worked very well as a painkiller in mice. But unfortunately, it turned out to be more addictive than morphine. And worse than that, it caused respiratory failure more readily than morphine. So it was never marketed. However, unfortunately, these drugs, the nitazines, are not so difficult to synthesize. And anyone with a basic background in organic chemistry can do that. And clandestine labs can crank out these substances. So for the street dealer, the holy grail is to find a substance that is not easily detectable, that cannot be readily traced to them, and that will make their buyers addicted. And nitazines fit that category. And exactly where they're coming from is not clear. They can be, as I said, made in underground labs here, but it seems that they're coming from China. China has a lot of labs that will basically synthesize anything for a price, and there's not much control. So it seems that that's where the dealers are getting it from. And unfortunately, they're using it to cut things like fentanyl or oxycodone, making those even more dangerous because, as you mentioned, the nitazines are more potent. So if some of the oxycodone or fentanyl is replaced with nitazines, and the motive for that is they can get them cheaper so they can get more money, but an addict who is used to taking fentanyl or oxycodone but now gets a pill that has been cut with a nitazine, they will be more affected. So if they take the dose that they're usually taking, now that dose becomes too high because some of the drug has been replaced by the more potent nitazine.
I mean, doctor, I'm sorry to interrupt. It sounds like a nightmare scenario, something that is more addictive and causes respiratory failure. Is there any way to know if something has been adulterated with nitazine?
Well, unfortunately, it has to go to a lab. There's no simple way to know this. Unlike fentanyl, there are some simple test strips that can detect that drug. In order to detect the nitazines, it has to be a proper chemical lab that can do that. Of course, authorities are now working on quick detection systems to see whether or not that problem can be solved. But for now, someone who's buying a drug on the street and is used to buying fentanyl and they've been sort of getting away and not dying because of it, they don't know that the new pill that they're buying is actually more dangerous than the one that they've been using.
And Dr. Schwartz, I wish we had more time. Very last question in just about 10 or 15 seconds. You mentioned this may be coming from China. It's not exactly sure yet. Why would China want to introduce this into a U.S. market? Is it simply for profit, or is there something potentially more nefarious going on here?
Oh, no. I would doubt that there's anything more nefarious. I think it's purely money. I mean, I don't think it's being done by the Chinese government. I think that there are just enough clandestine labs in China that will synthesize anything that you want synthesized for money.
I really appreciate that context. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's an important topic. Dr. Joe Schwartz, appreciate your time. Thank you for watching. Go to NewsNationNow.com to find NewsNation on your television provider. And don't forget to click the red subscribe button below to get more of NewsNation's fact-driven, unbiased coverage.